Hello and welcome to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westby, your host. For the first game of Pro Yaku Live this season, it'll be the Oryx Buffaloes hosting the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. Serafini takes the mound for the Buffaloes this evening. And he'll be facing Morimoto, Tanaka Kinsuke, and Inaba. The top of the fighters lineup. Serafini, number 29, left-hander on the mound. Wind up, and the first pitch to Miyamoto misses. Up and away, ball one. Serafini looks in, has his sign. The wind up, and the second offering. Misses up high, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. To Morimoto. Morimoto 5 for 17 on the season, a 294 average. The third offering. That one catches the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. Serafini into the windup. And his fourth offering. This one misses just a little low for ball three. One strike, three balls to count on Morimoto, leadoff batter for the Fighters. Here in the top of the first inning, the fifth offering swung on a miss, strike two. That brings the count full. Serafini has his sign. Into the windup, the Shobu pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Count remains full. Two strikes, three balls. Shobu pitch again. The offering misses outside and high, ball four. So Morimoto draws a leadoff walk against Serafini. That'll bring up Kinsuke Tanaka. I'm sure I'll call him Tanaka Kinsuke a number of times. The Japanese order is last name first, or family name first, if you like. Tanaka 3 for 16 on the season, a 188 average, no home runs, 1 RBI. He's showing bunt all the way. Serafini comes set. A throw over to first base, Morimoto back standing up. Tanaka looks up the third base line for his sign. And he's showing bunt all the way here. The first offering taken for a called strike one on the outside corner. Serafini's second offering, bunted just in front of the plate. The catcher fields the ball, throw to second for the force, turns and holds onto the ball. So the bunt is unsuccessful, sacrifice bunt is unsuccessful. Tanaka grounds out to the catcher. Maeda, the catcher for Oryx this evening, made a great play getting out of the box, fielding the ball on just one hop, throwing to first for the out, or throwing to second for the out. So that'll bring up Inaba. Inaba playing right field tonight. The first offering, misses low and away, ball one. A throw over to first base. Tanaka dives back in under the throw. The second offering swung on and slapped to the third base side, foul. That evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 offering, down the middle, taken for a called strike two. Two strikes and a ball. The count to Inaba. We're in the top of the first inning. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters batting. One out, runner at first base. Morimoto led off with a base on balls. And Tanaka Kinsuke failed to bunt him over. Catcher Maeda making a fine play on the ball. Throwing the lead runner out at second base. Throw over to first base. Tanaka back in standing up. The fourth offering, Tanaka on the run. The pitch taken for a ball two, and Maeda throws Tanaka out at second base, caught stealing. So the running game not working for the Fighters tonight. Count now even, 2-2 to Inaba with nobody on here in the top of the first inning. Cetafini shakes off a couple of signs before getting the one he wants. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. The Fighters were running against the catcher Buffalo's had out there yesterday. And the next offering taken on the inside corner for a called strike three. So the Fighters, with a leadoff base on balls, failed sacrifice, caught stealing, and Inaba caught looking. Three up, three down. For the Fighters here in the first, we go to the bottom of the first, where the Buffaloes will be sending up Sakaguchi, Abe, and LaRocca. After half an inning, we have no score. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Sweeney, the starting pitcher for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, his first pitch to Sakaguchi misses high and away for ball one. The second offering, that one catches the outside part of the plate, evening the count at 1-1 to leadoff batter Sakaguchi. Sakaguchi 1-for-13, 0.77 batting average on the season. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Two strikes and a ball, the count. Sweeney into the windup. The next offering swung on and missed. Strike three. Looks like I had missed the ball. That was a 2-2 count that Sakaguchi swung on and missed for the first out of the bottom of the first. That'll bring up Abe. Masahiro Abe, second baseman. Abe takes first pitch for a called strike one. Second offering, misses low and away, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Sweeney with a quicker pace than Cetafini had. Next offering, swung on and grounded up the middle. Kaneko fields the ball just left of the second base bag, throws him out. Four out, number two. Now, first pitch to number three batting LaRocca, taken for a called strike one. LaRocca 6-for-14, a 4.29 average, two home runs, three RBIs on the season. LaRocca proving his worth early here in the season with Buffaloes. Former Carp and Eagle. No, was he with the Eagles last year? No, he was with the Swallows last year, sorry. Next offering, big swing and a miss. Strike two. LaRocca, a solo home run in last night's game. That put the Buffaloes on top. Temporarily, 1-0 at the time. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike three at a pitch low and away. And Sweeney gets the Buffaloes in order here in the first inning. We go to the second, and we have no score. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in Kobe. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The fighters will be sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the order, Segino, Yohei Kaneko, and Green. Serafini on the mound for the Buffaloes is first offering to Segino, misses inside and at the shins, ball 1. Segno, 4 for 15 on the season, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. The second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Segno's big 3-run home run last night put the Fighters up to stay as the Fighters defeated the Buffaloes by a score of 3-2. The third offering just misses outside. 1 strike, 2 balls now the count. Serafini's fourth offering swung on and lined back up the middle. It's a long run for center fielder Sakaguchi, and it bounces in front of him. Base hit. So the Fighters have their leadoff runner aboard here in the second. That'll bring up Yohei Kaneko. Left fielder for the Fighting Ham. Serafini shakes off a pitch, says yes, comes set. The first offering catches the outside corner for a called strike 1. Yohei played for Honda Motors last year in the Industrial Leagues. Rookie. Next offering, swung on, grounder to third base. Third baseman up with the ball, throws to second for 1, relay to first, in time, double play. 5-4-3, double play. And we now have 2 outs. That'll bring up third baseman Green. First offering in there at the knees for a called strike 1. Green with the Diamondbacks last year. This his first year here in Japan. 4 for 14, 286 average. No home runs, no RBIs so far this season. Has been very impressive defensively from what I've seen. First offering swung on high bounder to the third baseman, who fields the ball, throws him out at first base easily. And this side is retired in order again here in the second. So the Fighters once again get their leadoff man on, but have nothing to show for it. After 1.5, score remains scoreless. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in beautiful Kobe. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We have no score after 1.5. Buffalo is hosting the Fighters. The Buffaloes will be sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters. Here in the bottom of the second, Rhodes, Kitagawa, and Muramatsu. Rhodes playing designated hitter this evening. Takes first pitch down the pipe for a called strike one. Rhodes 4 for 13, one home run, 3 RBIs on the season. A 308 batting average, takes next pitch low for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Rhodes gets tired of waiting. Unusual, considering Cetafini has been pitching pretty quick. Or Sweeney, rather. Next offering, swung on and hit deep to center field. Outfielders go back, and it's gone! Haita! Home run! Rhodes, solo home run, his second of the season, to right center field. And the Oryx Buffaloes take a 1-0 lead. Rhodes, after having tried out for the team during spring training, on his return to baseball, it's his second home run of the season to put the Buffaloes up by a score of 1-0. Sweeney's first offering to Kitagawa misses low and away, ball one. The next pitch, low and away again, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count to Kitagawa. The next offering misses outside, ball three. No strikes, three balls. Rhodes in his 12th year here in Japan. Next offering in there down the middle at the letters for a called strike one. Kitagawa taking all the way. Kitagawa steps out of the batter's box while Sweeney was looking for a sign. Steps back in. Sweeney's next offering, swung on a miss, strike two. That's the first full count for Sweeney this evening. Cetafini went full count to the first batter, Morimoto, before walking him. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike three. Got Kitagawa reaching for that pitch on the outside part of the plate. And that's the first out of the bottom of the second. And we'll bring up left fielder Muramatsu. The first offering swung on and grounded back to Sweeney on the mound. It looks like it might have hit Sweeney on the shin. He recovers the ball, throws to first in time for the out. So that's two away. And Sweeney looks like he's okay. Nobody's going out there. So Yamashita stands in, right fielder for the Buffaloes. The first offering taken for a called strike on the outside corner. Yamashita 1 for 2 on the season. 500 average, no home runs, no RBIs. Next offering in the dirt, taken for ball 1, that evens the count at 1-1. Obiki is on deck, the Buffs' new shortstop. Next offering swung on and grounded back to Sweeney. Sweeney looked like he was going to play it easily, but the ball bounced off his glove and rolled towards second base. Sweeney dashed back there, but was unable to get to the ball in time. And I think that may be ruled an infield hit. Not sure what that's being ruled yet. The first offering to number 8 batter Obike, taken outside for ball 1. Catcher Maeda is on deck. Next offering in there for a called strike 1. Just outside of center to the left-handed batter. Sweeney comes set. Throws over to first. Yamashita dives back in. Obike at the plate. A lot of new faces on Onyx this year. Two down, runner at first. Obike swings at the next pitch, popping it up to the right side. Catcher giving chase, but that ball goes into the stands. Two strikes and a ball. Now to the Buffalo shortstop. And it looks like that comebacker is being ruled a hit. So Yamashita, an infield hit. Back to the pitcher. Next offering, swung on and hit deep to left field. Going back, Morimoto, or is left fielder Kaneko at the fence. Puts his glove up and makes the catch right at the fence. So Obike gave that ball a long ride, but not far enough. Still, a leadoff home run by Rhodes puts the Onyx Buffaloes up by a score of 1-0 after 2 complete. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Buffaloes take a 1-0 lead in the second inning. A leadoff solo home run by Rhodes. For the Fighters, it'll be the bottom of the order. Tsuruoka, Yukio Tanaka, and Makoto Kaneko. Tsuruoka lifts the first pitch up to the right side. And it's right fielder Yamashita calling for the ball and making the catch for out number 1. So, first baseman, Tanaka Yukio. Thumbs up, and he takes the first pitch inside for ball one. Right side of the fighter's infield, Tanaka Yukio at first, and Tanaka Kinsuke at second. The second offering in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1 to Yukio. Nobody on, one out here in the top of the third inning. The next offering swung on and grounded to the third base coach. That brings the count to two strikes and a ball. Yukio stands in. The next offering misses inside, ball two, evening the count at 2-2. Serafini shakes off the sign, says yes to the next one. The 2-2 offering swung on and grounded to the left side. A nice grab by Obiki going toward third base. Backhanded stab, throws one bounder, and a nice dig by Kitagawa at first base for out number two. Recorded 6-3, but two fine plays there. And that'll bring up Kaneko Makoto. Fighters super shortstop. The first offering in there for a called strike to Makoto. Serafini's second offering misses up high. Ball one. One strike, one ball the count. The third offering swung on grounder back up the middle. Serafini tries for the ball. It gets past his glove. Obiki making the play over the second base bag, and it goes through his glove. What is this? Everybody have a big hole in their glove? The ball goes into center field. Base hit. So that's the second hit for the Fighters tonight. That just looked very odd. Everybody's glove was right there. Yet, it managed to get through two of them and in the center field. That brings us back to the top of the order in Morimoto. First offering misses inside to the right-handed batter. Morimoto, 5-for-17, a .294 average, no home runs, no RBIs on the season. Throw over to first base. Kaneko dives back in. Morimoto with his green wristbands, in contrast to last year's Shinjo with red wristbands. Throw over to first base. Kaneko dives back in. second offering to Morimoto, swung on and fell back off the catcher. One strike, one ball now the count to Morimoto. The 1-1 offering misses up high and away, ball two. One strike, two balls now the count. Two out, runner at first base here in the top of the third inning. Fighters number one batter, Morimoto at the plate. Throw over to first base. Tanaka dives back in. No, Kaneko, sorry. Dives back in. Serafini has the sign. Come set. Next offering. Catches the outside corner for a called strike two. Two strikes, two balls, the count to Morimoto. Serafini shakes off the sign, says yes to the next. And the 2-2 pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman LaRocca fields the ball, throws to second for the force, and this side is retired. So the Fighters get a two-out base runner, but come up empty. After two and a half, the Buffaloes lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in Kobe. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Sweeney on the mound for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. He'll be facing number 9 batter Maeda, followed by the top of the order, Sakaguchi and Masahiro Abe. The first offering to Maeda. In there for a called strike one, just outside of center, well over the plate. Maeda, 1-for-8 on the season, takes the next pitch low for ball one. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch just misses outside. One strike, two balls the count to the Buffalo catcher. Next offering's bunted on, but foul toward the third base dugout. Maeda attempting a safety bunt there. Sweeney with a very quick pace this game. 2-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to the left side. Kaneko up with the ball, throws to first in time, and we have one away. That brings us back to the top of the order in Sakaguchi. The first offering called strike one on the inside corner. Left-handed batter facing right-handed pitcher. The second offering swung on and slapped to the left side over the shortstop into center field. Base hit. So Sakaguchi with a looping line drive, well, blooper into center field. Puts runner aboard here in the bottom of the third inning with one out. Sakaguchi just reached out and slapped the ball. That'll bring up second baseman Abe Masahiro. Sweeney's first offering misses just a little outside, ball one. Abe, 4 for 14 on the season. Grounded out to short his first at bat. Throw over to first base. Sakaguchi dives back in. Ooh, another throw over to first. Sakaguchi leaning the wrong way. He's tagged out. Pickoff. Nice pickoff by Sweeney, getting Sakaguchi leaning the wrong way. So that's the second out, and the base runner is erased. Next offering swung on in line into right field, but right to Inaba for the third out of the inning. So the Buffaloes here in the bottom of the third inning get a base runner, but he's nailed at first, leaning the wrong way. And side is retired in order. After three complete now, the Buffaloes lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium, Kobe. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Cetafini on the mound for the Buffaloes. He'll be facing numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters for the Fighters. Tanaka Kinsuke, Inaba, and Segino. The ball monkey delivers some balls to the umpire. In Hiroshima, they have the ball dog. And Serafini wind up, first offering to left-handed Tanaka Kinsuke. Misses high and in for ball one. Tanaka hit into a fielder's choice, bunted into a fielder's choice his first at bat. And he squares the bunt, misses the ball. Instead, the ball hits the catcher, Maeda, in the mask as Maeda was getting ready to field the ball. So that evens the count at 1-1. On Kinsuke's bunt in the first inning, Maeda got out of the catcher's box quick, fielded the ball on a hop, and threw the runner out at second base. Next offering, swung on and grounded to second base. Abe, up with the ball, throws to first in plenty of time for out number one. That'll bring up right fielder Inaba. Serafini into the windup. First offering in there for a called strike one to Inaba. We're in the top of the fourth inning here at Kobe's Skymark Stadium. Buffaloes lead this one by a score of 1-0. That one run, a solo home run by Rhodes, who led off the second inning. Next offering, swung on and fouled off to the right side. Two strikes, no balls to count to Inaba. Sorry, fouled off to the left side. The next offering, swung on, grounded up the middle, past Obiki and into center field for a base hit. So, with one out, the Fighters get a runner on board. And that'll bring up designated hitter, Segino. Serafini pitching from the stretch now. First offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Signal 5-for-16, 313 batting average, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. 1 home run and 3 RBIs came last night against these same Buffaloes, but at Osaka Dome, Kyocera Dome I think it's called this year. Next offering in the dirt inside, Maeda makes a good play to keep the ball in front of him and hold the runner at first base. Seguinol's 3-run home run last night. All the runs the Fighters needed as they defeated the Buffaloes 3-2. Serafini comes set. The 1-1 offering misses up high. Ball two, one strike, two balls. Serafini looks in as the sign comes set. look at first base and a throw to first. Inaba back in hand first. Not really that close, but Tenafini shakes off a couple of signs. Finally has the one he wants. Next offering swung on and lined in the center field. Center fielder Sakaguchi makes the catch for out number two. Inaba heads back to first base. Seginol didn't get all of that ball. Sakaguchi had to run in quite a bit to make the catch. Nonetheless, that'll bring up left fielder Yohei Kaneko. One of several rookies who made the top squads. He's swinging at the first pitch, lifting this one deep to center field. Sakaguchi goes back, then in a couple of steps, and makes the catch for out number three. So the Fighters get a base runner, but strand him at first. Here in the fourth inning, and after three and a half, trailless one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in Kobe. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles lead the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks by a score of 3-1. Hawks batting in the bottom of the second inning. Rookie Tanaka on the mound for the Eagles. One of last summer's Koshien heroes. Laroka at the plate. Sweeney's first offering misses low and away. Ball one. Laroka struck out his first at bat. Takes the next offering for a called strike one on the outside part of the plate. The 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Scooped up by Tsuruoka. Count goes to one strike, two balls. To Laroka. Laroka with a home run yesterday. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike two. 2-2 the count. Laroka's home run yesterday put the Buffaloes ahead, 1-0. Couple innings before Seginol hit his three-run blast, turning the game around. Next pitch misses outside. Appeal to the first base umpire says no, Laroka did not go around. And that brings the count full. That's the second full count of the night for Sweeney. Next offering swung on a miss. Strike three. So that's one away for the Buffaloes here in the bottom of the fourth. Looking to expand their 1-0 lead. That'll bring up Rhodes, who hit a solo home run to lead off the bottom of the second. The solo home run being the only run of the game so far. First offering misses just a little low, ball one. Rhodes 5-for-14, 357 average. 2 home runs on the season, one of them coming tonight. Next pitch misses low and away, ball two. No strikes, 2 balls. The third offering, that one's in there for a called strike one. 1 strike, 2 balls, now the count. To Tuffy. And Tuffy gets tired of waiting for Sweeney, who has been working very fast this game. The fourth offering misses low and away, ball three. 1 strike, 3 balls, now the count. To Rhodes in his 12th season here in Japan. The next offering swung on, fouled off to the right side. And that brings the count full. The previous 2 full counts, Kitagawa and LaRocca, both went down swinging. Both on the 6th pitch. 6th pitch to Rose, swung on and lined deep to right, deep to center field. Rhodes tosses the bat, starts walking to first. Haita! Home run! Rhodes, back-to-back home runs, and 2 at-bats. I don't think this one was nearly as deep as the first one, and it just barely cleared the fence. I'm surprised he didn't take off for first, but it did manage to clear the fence, and that's all that matters. So Rhodes, 2 solo home runs. Puts the Buffs up by a score of 2-0. Kitagawa takes first pitch low and away, ball one. No strikes in a ball. Second offering, swung on and grounded through the right side into right field, base hit. So the Buffaloes, looking like they want to start something here in the bottom of the fourth. 1 out, runner at first, 1 run in so far. And that'll bring up left fielder, Muramatsu. The next offering, in the dirt, blocked well by Tsuruoka to hold the runner. No strikes in a ball to Muramatsu. Muramatsu grounded it out back to the pitcher, his first at bat. The clock strikes 7 o'clock. We're 1 hour into this very fast-paced game. Next offering called strike one, evening the count at 1-1. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here at Skymark Stadium, Kobe. 1-1 offering, swung on and missed. Strike two. Muramatsu goes all the way around after swinging through that one. The next offering swung on and grounded up the middle. It's Tanaka. Which one is that? Kosuke, who fields the ball, tosses to Kaneko at second base bag, who relays the ball back to Tanaka Yukio at first for the double play. 4-6-3 double play to end the inning. But not before Rhodes hits his second home run of the game in two at-bats. And the Buffaloes take a 2-0 lead. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in Kobe. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. A pair of solo home runs by Rhodes in the second and fourth innings have put the Buffaloes up by a score of 2-0. Fighters batting now in the top of the fifth. Number six batter Green takes first pitch up high, ball one. Green, 4-for-15 on the season, grounded out to third, his first at-bat. Cetafini's second offering, misses down low. Oops, I guess that first pitch was a strike. Sorry. That evens the count at 1-1. Cetafini so far has thrown 49 pitches, walked just one. Given up three hits. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike two. He struck out one so far. Cetafini shakes off the sign, then takes the next one. Into the windup. And the fourth offering, called, strike three. That's the second strikeout for Cetafini tonight. Ball over the plate, just under the letters. Good pitch by Cetafini. And with one out, that'll bring up catcher Tsuruoka. First offering, same pitch he struck Green out with, called strike one. Tsuruoka flew out to right his first at bat tonight. Second offering, slow hanging curveball, misses up high, ball one. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 offering misses outside, ball two. One strike, two balls. Cetafini, end of the windup. The fourth offering swung on and lifted to the right side. Yamashita over toward the line, calls for it. Makes the catch for out number two. Yamashita fielding the ball well in fair territory. So two quick outs for the Fighters here in the top of the fifth inning. And that'll bring up number eight batter, Tanaka Yukio. There are too many Tanakas on the infield. Makes calling double plays really tough. First offering in there for a called strike one. Tanaka grounded out to short his first at bat. The next offering misses low and away, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Next pitch, swung on and grounded off foul up the left field line. Sedafini into the windup. The fourth offering, swung on and slapped foul into the stands and out again up the right field side. That evens the count at... No, it doesn't. Count remains. Two strikes and a ball. Next pitch misses up high, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2 now. If you're just joining us, the Oryx Buffaloes scored two, or lead this one by a score of 2-0. Next pitch fouled off to the right side, now to play. Count remains 2-2. A pair of solo home runs by Tuffy Rhodes in the second and fourth innings is all the score in this game. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Two out. Tanaka Yukio at the plate. Count 2-2. And the next offering swung on and fouled off past the third base coach. Count remains 2-2. This will be Sedafini's eighth pitch to Tanaka Yukio. And Tanaka lifts this one back to the backstop. Catcher Maeda gives chase, but this will be into the stands. So Yukio making Sedafini work there on the mound. And the ninth offering misses way up high, ball three. That brings the count full. And for Sedafini, that's the second full count of the night. He walked Morimoto to start off the game on full count. Sedafini shakes off a couple pitches, has the one he wants. And Tanaka thought he had ball four, but the umpire calls him out on strikes. Sedafini getting the call. I thought the pitch was a little high, but nonetheless, that's two strikeouts for Sedafini in the fifth, retiring the side in order. At the end of 4.5 now, the Buffaloes continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in Kobe. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Buffaloes in the bottom of the fifth will be sending up the bottom of their order. Yamashita, Obiki, and Maeda. Over at Yahoo Dome, SoftBank Hawks struck back with four in the bottom of the second inning to take a 5-3 lead. And that's knocked Tanaka out of the game. Inche coming in to pitch for Rakuten. Yamashita fouls first pitch off to the right side. Here at Kobe. Second offering misses low and away, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Yamashita 2-for-3 on the season. Had a base hit his first time at bat tonight. Comebacker that Setafini wasn't able to get a grab of. Next offering misses inside, ball two. One strike, two balls. And fourth offering swung on and foul just left of the third base bag, evening the count at 2-2. Sweeney throwing quickly. But looking in for a sign a very long time this time. He has it into the windup. And a 2-2 offering swung on and lifted to left center field. Left fielder going back, looks up, Haita! Home run! Yamashita home run to left center field. That cuts the Buffaloes' lead. Oh no, he is the Buffaloes. That extends the Buffaloes' lead to 3-0. All on solo shots. Two solo home runs by Rhodes, and now right fielder Yamashita goes out to left center. That'll bring up shortstop Obiki. Obiki takes first pitch, but they were showing the instant replay, so I missed the call. Next offering misses outside, and since that evens the count at 1-1, I'd say that the first pitch was called strike one. Third offering misses just low. Umpire looked like he might be going to raise his hand. Obiki 1-for-11, 0.91 average on the season. Next offering swung on grounder to the left side. Kaneko fields the ball, up with it, throws Obiki out for the first out of the bottom of the fifth. That'll bring up catcher Maeda. Hawks score again. And now lead the Eagles by a score of 6-3. Still batting in the bottom of the fifth inning. Maeda 1-for-9, 1.11 batting average at the plate. Swings and misses at the third pitch. And the fourth offering is in the dirt outside. That evening the count at 2-2. Sweeney's 2-2 offering catches the outside corner. Strike three called. That's the second out of the inning. And we go back up to the top of the order in Sakaguchi. Sakaguchi struck out swinging his first at bat and lined a single up the middle in the third, but was picked off. He's swinging at the first pitch, grounds the ball over the first base, over the second base bag. Kaneko makes a great play on the ball on the second base side of the bag, throws to first, but Tanaka drops the ball. That wasn't a bad throw to first. Oh, it was a one-bounder. Okay. Tanaka unable to get the one-bounder, so Sakaguchi reaches on the error, let's say by Kaneko. Kaneko did a great job getting to the ball on the second base side of the second base bag. Coming over from short. Nonetheless, first pitch to Abe Masahiro misses outside for ball one. The second offering swung on and grounded to the left side and threw into left field, base hit. So an error followed by a single puts runners at first and second with two out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And that brings up third baseman La Roca. Kokubo flies out to end the second inning for the SoftBank Hawks, but not before they score five to take a 6-3 lead over the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles at Yahoo Dome. Roca, a home run last night, swings and misses the first pitch. Strike one. Runners at first and second, two down. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning at Skymark Stadium in Kobe. The second offering misses outside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Catcher Tsuruoka was set up way outside. Sweeney just throwing to his glove. The 1-1 offering in the dirt. Scooped out by Tsuruoka. One strike, two balls, now the count. Yamashita led off the inning with a solo home run just left of center to put the Buffaloes up by a score of 3-0. Next offering swung on and grounded over the pitcher. Second baseman Tanaka fields the ball on the run, throws the first to the other Tanaka in time for out number three. A nice play by Kosuke Tanaka, dashing in, fielding the ball barehanded, and throwing La Roca out at first base. So for the Buffaloes, they get one run on the solo home run by Yamashita and strand a pair here in the fifth. After five complete now, the Buffaloes lead this one by a score of 3-0. It's Hanabi Nighter here at Skymark Stadium in Kobe, sending fireworks into the sky while the ground crew does maintenance on the field. I'd like to make a quick correction. I ruled the ground ball up the middle by Sakaguchi and a throwing error by the shortstop, but it appears that the official ruler has decided that that was an infield base hit. I guess it was a tough enough play that they didn't charge Kaneko with an error there. So that quick correction, and we'll be right back once the ground crew finishes with the top of the sixth. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in Kobe. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaku Live here at JapaneseBaseball.com. If you're just joining us, the Buffaloes lead this one by a score of 3-0. All three runs, solo home runs. Rhodes hit a solo shot to lead off the second inning, and another solo shot with one out in the fourth. Then, to lead off the fifth inning, Shimoyama hit a solo home run just left of center to put the Buffaloes up by a score of 3-0. I'd like to make another correction. I've been calling Shimoyama Yamashita throughout the game. I obviously have dyslexia. I keep reading his kanji in the reverse order. Yamashita instead of Shimoyama. Nonetheless, here in the sixth inning, we'll see the fighters sending up number 9 batter Kaneko Makoto, then back to the top of the order in Morimoto and Tanaka Kinsuke. The Hanabi Naita here in Kobe looks like it could use a little bit more logistics worked out, as the fireworks caused a great huge cloud to come over the stadium, and they had to send out a large number of people to pick up debris from the Hanabi. Cetafini's thrown 65 pitches so far this game, 17 batters, allowed just 3 hits. And his first pitch here in the 6th inning to Makoto is in there for a called strike 1. Makoto singled his first at bat. The second offering misses outside, ball 1. That evens the count at 1-1. Very high-paced game today. We're in the 6th inning and just a minute under 1.5 hours into it. Next offering swung on and hit it off to the right side. First baseman gives chase, but that ball goes off into the stands for a foul ball. 2 strikes and a ball. The Eagles are not out of it. At Yahoo Dome, they've scored 2 in the 3rd inning to come within 1 run of the Hawks, and now trail that 1 by a score of 5-6. Tanaka had started but was knocked out in the 2nd. The next offering to Kaneko, grounded to 3rd base. LaRocca up with the ball, throws across the diamond in plenty of time for out number 1. That brings us back to the top of the order in Morimoto. Hitori. We're in the 6th inning here in Kobe, whereas they're just going to the bottom of the 3rd in Fukuoka. The first offering to Hitori misses inside at the ankles. Ball 1. Morimoto drew a base on balls his first to bat and grounded into a fielder's choice to end the 3rd inning. Next offering misses up high. Ball 2. No strikes, 2 balls to Morimoto, the Fighters' center fielder. Next pitch misses inside, ball 3. No strikes, 3 balls. Cetafini into the windup. The 0-3 pitch in there for a called strike 1 on the inside part of the plate. Cetafini accepts the first sign by catcher Maeda. And that pitch called strike 2. A little high ump. That brings the count full. That's the 3rd full count by Cetafini tonight. First one, he struck out the other batters with full count. Morimoto lines the next pitch into right field, but right at Shimoyama for out number 2. So with 2 away now, that'll bring up second baseman Tanaka Kinsuke. Tanaka reached on a fielder's choice. He failed to sacrifice bunt his first at bat and grounded out to second at second. First pitch in there for a called strike one to the left-handed batter. 3 for 18, 167 average on the season. 0 for 2 tonight. The next offering swung on a miss. Strike two. So Cetafini getting ahead of the count quickly against Tanaka. Lefty versus lefty. I'd also like to remind you all, you can call in via Skype. My handle is ProYakuLive. All one word. Next offering fouled off to the left side. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. There's also a link at the bottom of the forum pages. Which shows whether I'm online or not with Skype. Next offering swung on grounder to the right side. Second baseman Abe up with the ball, throws to first in plenty of time, and this side is retired in order. So the Fighters come up empty here in the sixth. After 5.5 now, the Buffaloes lead this one by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in Kobe. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. It'll be Tuffy Rhodes leading off the sixth for the Buffaloes with two home runs and two at-bats. So far tonight, Tuffy stands in. Against Sweeney, takes first pitch low and away, ball one. Rhodes 6 for 15 on the season. 3 home runs, 6 RBIs. 2 of each coming tonight. Next offering misses for ball two. And the third pitch misses outside, ball three, no strikes, 3 balls to Tuffy Rhodes. The no three pitch misses outside, ball four. Rhodes draws a base on balls on 4 pitches. Sweeney a little gun shy there. After back-to-back home runs by Rhodes. So with Rhodes aboard, that'll bring up first baseman Kitagawa. 8 for 17, 471 average so far on the season. No home runs and 3 RBIs. Kitagawa has struck out and singled so far tonight. Takes first pitch in the inside corner for a called strike one. The second offering in the dirt, fielded well by Sudooka. That evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch swung on and grounded off to the right side. Two strikes and a ball now to Kitagawa. Orioles are definitely looking much more formidable than they have the past several years. Next pitch fouled back to the backstop. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. One of the things that's come up on the Pacific League predictions has been a large number of people predicting the Lions finishing in B class. Next pitch misses inside. Kitagawa backs out of the way of that one, evening the count at 2-2. I'm sorry, but I just can't imagine the Lions finishing in B class. That is, the lower three. They've just got too good a farm team development. Next pitch, a check swing, line drive to the second baseman, I think. Yes, Tanaka Kosuke snags the ball. Rhodes dives back into first, no throw. So that's the first out, a line drive to the second baseman. And we'll bring up left fielder Muramatsu. Muramatsu takes first pitch for a called strike one. Muramatsu, a product of the Hawks development team. Next offering just misses outside. Ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The Lions and the Hawks both have some of the best development programs in Japanese baseball. So I just find it very hard to believe, no matter who either of the teams lose, next pitch called strike two on the outside corner. No matter who they lose, they can lose Matsuzaka, and they will still find somebody to come in and do the job. So I find it very hard to put either the Hawks or the Lions in B class. Next pitch in the dirt, ball two. Two strikes, two balls to count. Besides that, the Lions have gone something like 26 years, consecutive years in A class. That's not something that's going to go away easily. Next offering, Tsuruoka holding the ball there, waiting for the call, but it's called ball three. Full count to Muramatsu. Muramatsu, a big part of the Hawks, turn of the century team. Throw over to first base, Rhodes dives back in plenty of time. The Hawks were traditionally a B-class team up until Okan Toku took over and they really started developing players well. Muramatsu, swing and a miss, strike three for out number two. Muramatsu swinging way late on that pitch. And that'll bring up Shimoyama, who I called Yamashita through most of the first half of this game. First pitch misses outside, ball one, no strikes and a ball to Shimoyama. 3-for-4 on the season. A 750 average. He hit a solo home run to left center to lead off the fifth, putting the Buffs up by a score of 3-0, which is how it stands now. Here in the sixth, takes a couple more pitches, and the count is now no strikes, 3 balls. Fourth offering, down the middle at the knees, strike one. Sweeney walked Rhodes on 4 pitches to lead off the sixth. Pitching delicately to Shimoyama, who fouls off the next pitch to bring the count full. The Shobu pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Count remains full. Sweeney on set. Shobu pitch again, misses way up high, ball four. So, a pair of base on balls here in the sixth inning to the 2 home run batters. Puts runners at first and second with 2 down. And Hillman Kontoka comes out to have a word with the umpire. I think we've got a pitching change. So we'll wait to see who's announced. Ito is being announced. So we'll take a short break. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, 2 down, runners at first and second. Sweeney coming out, Ito coming in. Welcome back to Kobe's Skymark Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Oryx leading this one by a score of 3-0. And Hillman Kantoku makes his first change of the game, bringing Ito Takeshi in to replace Sweeney. With two down, runners at first and second, it'll be shortstop Obiki, 1-for-12 on the season, 0.82 batting average. Ito's first offering in there for a called strike one. Obiki hitless in his last 10 at-bats. And he fails to hold up on the next pitch. Two strikes, no balls. Rookie Obiki, one of many new faces we're seeing on Oryx this year. Next pitch, swung on and grounded back up the middle. Ito misses the ball as he tries to dive for it, but second baseman Tanaka Kosuke picks the ball up, takes it to the second base bag himself for out number three. So a pair of base on balls put runners at first and second, but the Buffaloes come up scoreless here in the sixth. After six complete, the Buffaloes continue to lead this one by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in Kobe. Cetafini has faced 20 batters, thrown 79 pitches through the first six innings. He faces Inaba to start off the seventh. First pitch to Inaba, swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. Inaba 6-for-20 on the season, a 300 average, no home runs, no RBIs. He's 1-for-2 tonight, struck out looking and singled up the middle. The second offering, swung on and lined toward left center field, one bound, two bound, base hit. So Inaba, leadoff man aboard here in the Fighters half of the Lucky Seven. And it looks like Ducton has tied SoftBank up 6-6. In the fourth inning, taking Tanaka off the hook for the loss. First pitch to Seguinoles, swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder gives chase, but ball goes out of play into the bullpen area. One strike, no balls to the designated hitter. The second offering swung on and hit to center field. Center fielder Sakaguchi starts going back, then comes in, and on a bit of a jog makes the catch in center field for out number one. That'll bring up Kaneko Yohei. The left fielder, Kaneko, as opposed to the shortstop, Kaneko. Yohei, rookie, takes first pitch up and away, ball one. Runner first base, one out. Here in the top of the seventh inning, takes next offering. Inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls. The count to number five batting, Kaneko Yohei. After four complete at Yahoo Dome, they're tied at 6-6. Next pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. One strike, two balls. Now the count. Cetafini still on the mound for the Buffaloes. The fourth offering misses inside, ball three. One strike, three balls. The count to Kaneko Yohei. Third baseman Green on deck. The fifth offering over the plate at the knees, called strike two. That brings the count full. Cetafini looks in, has a sign, comes set. Looks over first base, and the next offering swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second out of the inning. And we'll bring up third baseman Green. From what I've seen of Green so far this season, granted, it's been a very short season. I really liked his defense, but he hasn't impressed me at the plate so far. Let's see if he can do something here. 4 for 16, a 250 average now. Throw over to first base. Inaba back standing up. Green so far tonight has grounded out to third and struck out looking. First pitch in the dirt, blocked well by Maeda to keep Inaba from moving over. No strikes and a ball. Maeda behind the plate has been very impressive. I don't know who the catcher was last night, but it seemed like Nippon Ham was running off of him fairly easily. Next offering in there for a called strike one. 1-1 the count. A Of course, they could have been running off the pitcher last night, so not very fair of me to judge the catcher. The 1-1 offering, swung on a miss, strike two. Green way out ahead of that pitch. Serafini throws over to first base. Cinaba back in, standing up. The fourth offering, and Green called out looking for the second time in a row, and that retires the Fighters here in the seventh. Going to the bottom of the seventh, the Buffaloes continue to lead this one by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in Kobe, where the Buffaloes take a 3-0 lead into the bottom of the seventh. The Buffaloes' lucky seven. They'll be sending up number 9 batter, Maeda, then back to the top of the order in Sakaguchi and Abe Masahiro. The first pitch to Maeda, swung on grounder to the right side. Tanaka up with the ball, throws to Tanaka in time for out number 1. That is Kosuke to Yukio Tanaka. Right side duo for the Nipponham Fighters. And that'll bring us back to the top of the order in center fielder Sakaguchi. Sakaguchi 3-16 on the season. 2 hits tonight. The first offering in there for a called strike one. The second pitch, swung on and lifted foul and out of play to the left side. 2 quick strikes on Sakaguchi. Ito, the second pitcher of record for the Fighters on the mound. The third offering just misses outside. Ball one, two strikes and a ball to Sakaguchi. The next offering swung on and lifted deep to center field. Center fielder goes back. Morimoto, just before the warning track, makes the catch for out number two. So that'll bring up second baseman Abe Masahiro. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Two quick outs. Number two batting, Abe Masahiro at the plate. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. 5-for-16, 3.16 batting average. No home runs, no RBIs on the season. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Grounded out to short. Flew out to right and singled to left. Next pitch misses for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. Ito, like Sweeney, very quick-paced pitcher. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side between the third base bag and third base coach. Very fast-paced game. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. All three Oryx runs on solo home runs. Next offering swung on, fouled off to the right side. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. Rhodes, solo home run to right center in the to lead off the second inning. And Rhodes homered again with one out in the fourth. Just right of center. Next offering misses low and away. Ball two. 2-2 now the count to Abe. And Shimoyama led off the fifth inning with a home run just left of center to put the Buffaloes up 3-0. That's all the scoring tonight. 2-2 pitch. Misses low and away. Ball three. Full count to Abe. The Shobu pitch swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the right side. Abe stays alive here. Shobu pitch again. Grounded over the pitcher. Kaneko fields the ball in front of the second base bag, hurries to throw to first base in time for out number three. So the Buffaloes go down in order here in the bottom of the seventh inning and continue to lead this one by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in Kobe. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Serafini, still on the mound, going to the 8th inning. Thrown 94 pitches so far to 24 batters. Allowed just 4 hits, no home runs, 1 walk, and has struck out 5. He'll be facing the bottom of the order in Sudooka, Tanaka Yukio, and number 9 batter, Kaneko Makoto. Serafini's first offering misses high and away, ball 1. Serafini, one of Lotte's main pitchers in their championship year, came over to the Buffaloes last year but was injured most of the season. Showing fine form tonight. Next offering in there for a called strike 1. That evens the count at 1-1. Into the windup. And the 1-1 offering in there for a called strike 2. Low curveball. Looping in there. 2-strike, 1-ball pitch. Misses high and away. Tsudooka holds up. 2-2 now the count. After 5 complete. At Yahoo Dome, score remains 6-6. Eagles and Hawks. Next offering misses outside, ball 3. Full count now to Tsudooka. That was Serafini's 99th pitch and his 100th pitch. Swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman LaRocca up with the ball, throws across the diamond in time for out number 1. Serafini now thrown 100 pitches. So with one out, that'll bring up first baseman Tanaka Yukio. Tanaka swings and fouls the first pitch off to the left side. One strike, no balls. Serafini's second offering. Swung on and line to right field, and that ball is fair going into the corner. Tanaka kicks first, heads into second base, and he comes in standing up with a one-out double. So the first Choda long ball that hasn't cleared the fence for either team. First extra base hit that hasn't cleared the fence for either team. And Kanto-ku. Onyx manager comes out and says, that's all for Serafini. So we're going to have a pitching change here. And the new pitcher is number 19, Kaneko. Chihiro Kaneko. So, while Kaneko warms up, we'll take a short break. We're in the top of the 8th inning with runner at second base, one out, and the Buffaloes leading by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium, Kobe. Kaneko Makoto will be the first batter that Kaneko Chihiro faces, as we have too many Kanekos on the field. And Tanakas. The first offering swung on and fouled off. Back to the backstop. One strike, no balls. Tanaka Yukio at second base after doubling into the right field corner. Finally chasing Serafine. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. Two quick strikes on Kaneko Makoto by Kaneko Chihiro. The third offering swung on and lined foul into the bullpen for the Buffaloes. Bullpen catcher tried to grab the ball. Just missed. Looked like it might have hit him. Don't know if he was trying to catch it or trying to get out of the way of it. Catcher sets up outside. The pitch way outside. Ball one. Waste pitch. It was good to see him not waste the third pitch. Kaneko has the sign. Come set. The fifth offering. And Kaneko tries to reach and misses. Strikeout swinging on a pitch way outside. Two away here in the top of the eighth inning. Slider running away from Makoto. Unable to reach out that far and touch the ball. So that brings us back to the top of the order in Morimoto. Morimoto takes first pitch, low and away, ball one. 5-for-19, 263 average on the season, 0-for-2 tonight, and a walk. The second offering, down the middle for a called strike one. Doesn't get any sweeter than that. And Kaneko, after starting to go into a windup, stops, calls time. Now comes set and fakes the throw to second base. Nobody covering. Tanaka just walked back and walked back off. Kaneko comes set again. The third offering, check swing foul ball to the first base side. Rolling weakly past the first base dugout. For those of you just joining us, the Buffaloes lead this one by a score of 3-0. We're in the top of the 8th inning. Next offering swung on and fouled back and out of play. Morimoto batting with Tanaka Yukio at second base and two out. Tanaka having doubled into the right field corner. All three runs for the Buffaloes have come on home runs. Rhodes, a pair of solo shots in the second and fourth innings. Next pitch fouled off and away to the right side again. Count remains two strikes and a ball. And Shimoyama hit a solo home run just left of center in the fifth. That's all the scoring tonight. Delafini started through 7-plus strong innings. Next offering swung on and missed. Strike 3. So the Fighters strand the runner at second base here in the 8th. They've got just one more chance as they trail this one by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in beautiful Kobe. The Onyx Buffaloes lead this one by a score of 3-0. We're going to the bottom of the 8th inning, where we'll see LaRocca, Rhodes, and Kitagawa, numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters. Rhodes, a pair of home runs tonight. LaRocca hit a home run last night, which put the Buffaloes temporarily in the lead, 1-0. Siggy Knoll turned that around with a 3-run shot a couple innings later. Sweeney was the starting pitcher for the Nippon-Ham Fighters. Sweeney threw 6-plus innings, giving up just those three home runs, basically. LaRocca struck out twice and grounded out to second against Sweeney. Takes first pitch from new pitcher Tsunaga for ball one. So Tsunaga comes in to pitch for the Fighters here in the bottom of the eighth. Next pitch taken for a called strike one. Next offering swung on and lifted deep to left center. Left fielder going back, center fielder going back at the fence. Hichori jumps, haita, home run! LaRocca just barely clears the center field fence for his third home run of the season. And that's two games in a row for LaRocca. Actually, I think that's three games in a row. Have to check on that. Yes, that is three games in a row for LaRocca. And that puts the Buffs up by a score of 4-0. Rhodes takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Rhodes now batting 6-for-15. Next offering catches the inside corner for a called strike one. LaRocca just barely cleared the fence in center. Next offering misses a little outside. Ball two. One strike, two balls to count to Rhodes. Tsunaga, third pitcher of record on the mound for the Fighters. Next pitch called strike two on the outside corner. Looked like the previous pitch to me, which I also thought was a strike, by the way. So the count goes to 2-2 to Rhodes. Nobody out, nobody on. One run in so far here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Buffalo's leading by a score of 4-0, all on solo home runs. Next pitch swung on and grounded foul past the first base bag. Next offering misses high inside. It missed. Full count to Rhodes. And the Shobu pitch. Just misses inside. Ball four. That call could have gone either way. That was an awful good pitch. And we're going to have a pinch runner for Rhodes. Onishi comes in. To run for Rhodes. Number 50. And that brings up Kitagawa. The first baseman takes first pitch for a called strike one from Tsunaga. The next offering swung on and grounded through the left side into left field. Base hit by Kitagawa. So that puts runners at first and second with nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. SoftBank has scored one in the bottom of the sixth inning. And take a 7-6 lead over the Eagles at Yahoo Dome. Munematsu comes up next for the Buffaloes. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. And Munematsu lays down a bunt to the left side. Pitcher Tsunaga doesn't pick it up in time. Everybody is safe. Beautiful bunt base hit by Munematsu. He was bunting for the hit all the way there. That was not a sacrifice attempt. So that loads the bases for right fielder Shimoyama, who homered in the fifth inning. And pitching coach heads out for a word with Tsunaga as Hillman Kantoku comes out and calls the home plate umpire over. We've got a pitching change. Tsunaga fails to get an out here in the eighth inning. He's given up one run so far. The three runners on base are his. And Hashimoto is announced. I think Oshimoto maybe? Yes, Oshimoto, sorry. That's Oshimoto will be the fourth fighter pitcher of the evening, and we'll take a short break while Oshimoto warms up. Shimoto finishes his warm-up pitches here in the bottom of the eighth inning, coming in with bases loaded, one run in so far, and nobody out. He'll be facing number seven batter, Shimoyama, who homered in the fifth inning against starting pitcher Sweeney. That put the Buffs up by a score of 3-0 at the time. Shimoyama singled, homered, and drew a base on balls. 2-for-2. Takes first pitch up high for ball one. Hoshimoto, the fourth pitcher of record for the Fighters. Tsunaga came in to start off the eighth and failed to get an out, facing four batters. Next offering over the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. Next offering misses up and in for ball two. One strike, two balls to Shimoyama. The next offering, low and away. Ball three. One strike, three balls. Hoshimoto digging himself a hole. Nowhere to put the runner. Bases are loaded. Nobody out. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Next pitch swung on, fouled off the umpire. That brings the count full. Shimoyama at the plate, Hoshimoto on the mound. The Shobu pitch swung on and missed. Strikeout. That's the first out of the inning. And we'll bring up number eight batter, Obiki. Obiki in a 0 for his last 11 slump. Just one hit so far this season. Obiki flew out to left, grounded out to short, and ended the sixth inning on a fielder's choice to second base. Takes first pitch low and away for ball one. One for 13 on the season. 0 for his last 11. Next offering misses outside. Ball two. No strikes. Two balls. Hoshimoto seems to like getting himself into a hole. Not coming out throwing strikes. Third offering swung on and lined into left center field. And that one's into the gap. A fan catches the ball reaching over the fence in left center field. They're calling it a home run. And the umpire has something to say here. I don't think that's going to be a grand slam. No. And yes, the umpire is calling Collins Kontoku out to explain to him that the fan reached over and caught the ball. Collins Kontoku says, yeah, okay, I understand. So Collins Kontoku isn't going to argue whatever the grounds rule is. A fan in the left center field reached over the fence and caught the ball. That was not a home run. So Obiki goes back to second, is it? Yes, and that's being called a grounds rule double. So two runs in, putting the Buffaloes up 6-0. The fans aren't very happy about the call, but I think it was the right one to make. He's being given a grounds rule double as the fan reached over the fence and caught the ball. So, Obiki, a grand slam home run called a grounds rule double as a fan reached over and caught the ball. So 6-0 now in Buffalo's favor. Runners at second and third, one out. The first offering to Maeda in there for a called strike one. Maeda 1-for-11, 0.91 average on the season. 0-for-3 tonight. The second offering outside, appeal to first base umpire, says no. Maeda did not go around. It looked like he might have. But he checks his swing. The next offering swung on a miss, strike two. A big swing and a miss by the Oryx catcher. Defensively, Maeda has been impressive this game. Catching one, runner stealing. Next offering misses low and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch, called strike three on the outside corner. That's the second out of the inning. And we go back to the top of the order in Sakaguchi. Sakaguchi, 2-for-4 tonight. Struck out swinging his first at bat. Singled up the middle, his second. Reached on what I thought was an error, but was ruled a base hit, his third at bat. And flew out to center, his fourth. Takes first pitch here for ball one. The second offering, down the middle at the knees. Called strike one, evening the count. Oshimoto, the second pitcher this inning. Tsunaga failed to get an out. Has given up 3 runs. An infinite ERA. The next offering, swung on and slapped to left field. Yohei fields the ball, comes up with it. But 1 run comes in. And the Buffaloes take a 7-0 lead. On the one bound single to left by Sakaguchi. So Sakaguchi 3-for-5 tonight with an RBI. That'll bring up Abe Masahiro, second baseman. Obiki moved to third on the base hit. He's swinging at the first pitch and drills the ball through the right side into right field. Base hit. Driving in Obiki from third base. And the Buffaloes take a 8-0 lead. And that'll bring up third baseman LaRocca, who started off this inning with a solo home run that just cleared the center field fence. No fan needed to help that one. Except we're getting a pinch hitter. Shiozaki pinch hitting for LaRocca. Shiozaki takes first pitch for called strike one. Collins Kontoku with a comfortable 8-0 lead in the eighth, substituting in some players, letting them have some playing time. The next offering swung on, fouled off the umpire. Two strikes, no balls to Shiozaki. Next offering misses outside, ball one. Two strikes and a ball. Oshimoto wasting the pitch there. Orix Kaneko Chihiro was more impressive, throwing three straight strikes before wasting a pitch, the third one being fouled off. Next pitch, low and away. Appeal to first base umpire says Shiozaki went around. So that retires the side. But not before the Buffaloes send up 10 batters. A home run, a grand slam home run turned ground rule double due to a fan pulling the ball over the fence. And the Buffaloes come up with five big runs here in the bottom of the eighth inning to take an 8-0 lead. Welcome back to Kobe Skymark Stadium. Tanaka Kinsuke leads off the ninth, swinging and missing at the first offering by Kaneko. Next offering in the dirt, evening the count at 1-1. Tanaka 3-for-19 on the season, 158 average. 0-for-3 tonight. This is fourth at bat. Next offering misses high and away. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Tanaka will be followed by Inaba and Seginol here in the ninth inning for the Fighters. Next offering misses inside. Ball three. One strike, three balls. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. That brings the count full. At Yahoo Dome, the Eagles have tied this one up again. 7-7 now, as the Eagles bat in the top of the seventh. Next offering misses up high, ball four. And the Fighters have the leadoff runner on here in the top of the ninth, trailing by a score of 8-0. That'll bring up Inaba, the Fighters' right fielder. Inaba's 7-for-21, a .333 average, no home runs and no RBIs. He's 2-for-3 tonight. The first offering swung out in line into right field. One bound, two bound to the right fielder, Shimoyama, who bobbles the ball. Throws the ball back to second base, but Tanaka kicks second, heads right into third. Two put runners at the corners with nobody out. Here in the top of the ninth. The Buffaloes have a comfortable 8-0 lead. And designated hitter Seguinol comes up next. Seguinol has a pair of home runs on the season. 1-for-3 so far tonight. First offering swung on, fouled off the plate. Ball rolls toward the third base dugout. Kaneko looks in, has a sign, come set. The second offering to Seguinol catches the outside corner for a called strike two. And in the meantime, Inaba heads over to second base for a stolen base. Fields second without a throw. The third offering to Seguinol swung on a miss. Strike three. That's the first out of the ninth inning. Kaneko on the mound, challenging the batters on three pitches. Ball was a little low, but Seguinol had to protect the plate with two strikes on it. That brings up Kaneko Yohei to face Kaneko Chihito. The first offering swung on and fell back to the backstop. Strike one. Kaneko 0-for-3 today. Grounded into a double play, flew out to center, and struck out swinging. Kaneko has his sign. His second offering to Kaneko. Misses low and away, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Buffaloes lead this by a score of 8-0. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Fighters' last chance to get something going. Next pitch, swung on a miss. Strike two. Tomorrow is opening day for the Central League. Pacific League teams will all be taking the day off. There's only one other Pacific League game happening tonight. That's the Eagles against the Hawks at Yahoo Dome in Fukuoka. And that's tied up at 7 apiece. Next offering swung on and grounded to third. Third baseman Larocca, not Larocca, third baseman, who's in at third now? Satozaki stays in at third. Throws Kaneko out at first base, allowing Tanaka to score from third. As that run has no meaning, Inaba held at second base, so we've now got a runner at second base, two down, and Green at the plate. Green takes first pitch down the middle at the knees for a called strike one. Two down, runner at second. They're having trouble with the scoreboard there. Green wasn't sure if he should stand in until they got that fixed or not. Next pitch in the dirt evens the count at ball one at one apiece, one and one. The 1-1 offering swung on, and that ball goes just foul of the right field pole. That had the distance, just foul. Kaneko has the sign, come set. The fourth offering down the middle, called strike three, looking. And Green goes down looking, three at bats in a row. This one being the end of the game. And the Osaka Kintetsu Buffaloes, no, Onyx Buffaloes, win this one by a score of 8-1. The scoring for this game: Rhodes solo homered in the second inning, solo homered in the fourth inning, then there was a solo homer in the fifth inning by Shimoyama to put the Buffaloes up by a score of 3-0. In the eighth inning, Larocca led it off with a solo home run to put the Buffaloes up 4-0. Rhodes then drew... Rhodes then drew a base on balls. Kitagawa singled to left. Muramatsu singled to load the bases. And Chase Tsunaga. Oshimoto then came in and struck out Shimoyama swinging. Obiki then hit a fly ball deep into the left center gap, more straightaway center than left, and a fan reached over the fence and grabbed the ball, pulling it over. At one point, it was called the Grand Slam home run, but Obiki was correctly called back to second base. It was considered called a grounds rule double due to the fan interference. Maeda then struck out looking, and Sakaguchi then singled in a run, and Abe also singled in a run before Shiozaki struck out, ending the 5-run 8th inning for the Buffaloes. And that was it for the Buffaloes. For the Fighters, the Fighters' only run came in the top of the 9th inning when Tanaka Kosuke drew a base on balls, was singled to third by Inaba, and Tanaka scored when Kaneko grounded out to third base. So that's the final. Oryx 8, Nipponham 1. Nipponham's one run came on 6 hits, no errors. The Oryx Buffaloes scored 8 runs on 14 hits while committing no errors. Winning pitcher was Setafini for the Buffaloes. Losing pitcher, Sweeney for Nipponham. I'd like to thank you all for joining me this evening, live or via podcast. Pro Yaku Live is a production of JapaneseBaseball.com and is distributed under the Creative Commons license. You may copy, redistribute, and or rebroadcast in whole or in part in any way that you wish, provided that you give credit to JapaneseBaseball.com. This is Michael Westbay, your host, wishing you a good one. Take care.